Well, we can't make it snow here in Maricopa County, but we can sure try and put you in the Christmas spirit. Like the jerk I almost ran off the road last night.
Hello.
On the way home from our daughter's graduation from Grand Canyon University.
Congratulations to Katie Stumbo.
Golly. That's our first graduate. First college graduate.
She was off a happy girl.
Man, congratulations, Katie. But there was a guy in front of me that just needed to be taught a lesson.
Oh, so you did that?
Very politely, I did. And he was actually pretty polite. He pulled off side road and he rolled down his window and we were going down Glendale, about 12th Street. And he says,
that
you know what?
That could have been dangerous. You got, oh, man.
He says, you know what?
I wasn't in the car, obviously.
He says, are you trying to get my attention? I said, yes, I am. Slow down before you hurt somebody. And he looked at me and says, you know what? I needed that. Thanks.
Oh, wow. How often does that happen? I could see a lot worse scenario than that.
Well, he was driving like a nincompoop.
Wow. I'm glad I wasn't with you.
Well, I wouldn't have done it if you were with me.
Hey, Romy, have you checked out the text here we've getting in on the Christmas trees?
On the Christmas trees? Mm-hmm. Before we go there, we've talked about stands. We've talked about leveling them. We've talked about how you decorate them. Okay, so what's everybody's consensus on what do you put into the pot?
Into the water?
Yes.
That's one of the...
Into the stand.
Yeah, one of the text
what do you
questions.
Do?
You know, we've heard all kinds of things, but I think water is the one that wins. Just lots of water, make sure you put in there.
One of the links we have on our website is, will 7-Up extend the life of my Christmas tree? I grew up thinking you put Carol syrup in there.
Interesting.
Was what we always put
Well, I've
in
heard
there.
Bleach. I've heard everything.
Yeah.
You know?
But apparently all of that is urban myth.
Oh.
And really just water is the best thing. And lots of it. Make mm-hmm. sure the bottom end stays completely submerged in water.
That is the nice thing about those great big new stands.
Lots
because
of water.
They will hold lots of water. So, and then we have another one here, Romy. Did you see this one? They bought a tree at Costco. They said it was hideous. So why'd you buy it if it was hideous? I guess maybe it was tied up. And, you know, it's not like a tree lot where you get to shop around, look at them all sides. They're probably, I haven't bought one there, so they're probably roped up. So he wants to know, do you know, Rosie, the difference between a Nordic and a Nordman fir?
I don't know the Nordic. I know the Nordman fir. We'll need to get John J. Harper in here to talk about that.
Okay, well, he wants to know, well, you said you know about the Nordman. What do you know about it? Because he's asking about that.
Well, I know what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't give you a biological DNA breakdown analysis of it.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know what he's asking, huh, Romy? What do you know about the Nordman tree?
I couldn't give you lifestyle characteristics of the tree. I couldn't tell you where it grew. I've seen
Remember,
them on lots.
You're keeping it for less than a month, and you get to do this again next year.
Or buy yourself an artificial one. And here's another one. The trick to a level tree?
Yes.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Have a V8 early in the day.
The tree or the person?
I don't know. I think it's the person. You're like, should have had V8. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the thing about the texting. You can't get the rest of the story. I don't know.
Let the guys on the lot drill a hole and
have a
V8. Because
you get to fill in the blanks
right,
a lot.
Right.
That's 411-923 and also 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can get on the line now. The Outdoor Living Hour's coming up next. We got Notes from the Nursery with Jay Harper. It's always a packed phone line. So get started now.
1-888-767-4348. Well, hopefully your tree is up. Romy, is your tree up?
No, today.
Mike, is your tree up?
No, it's not. Sorry about that.
Well, for heaven's sakes, it's like December 12th already.
Me and the dogs are having a hard time getting in the Christmas spirit alone, I guess. I don't know.
That sounded all sad.
I didn't mean it to sound sad.
That was another tradition we had for a long time is Thanksgiving weekend, our tree would go up.
But you know what? By the time Christmas came, sometimes you'd have to buy a second tree.
We did sometimes.
Maybe not this year with them being so moist. But yeah. There's years they start out dry, and then by Christmas, your ornaments are falling on the floor. And to get it out of the house, the needles, every needle is in your house, but the tree is outside.
We always say we're going to put one of those bags under the tree.
I forget to buy them.
Where do you get them?
I don't know. If I see one, I'll get us one. But you put it underneath there, and then after you finish undecorating, you just wrap it up. It unfolds up around the whole tree. You tie the top and pull it out. Boy, what a great idea.
And just pull the bag out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to find me one
that
of those.
That would save us about 45 minutes cleanup time.
Us, yes.
Yes, us. But we have quit setting it up on Thanksgiving weekend. We have moved it back several weeks now. Like, we just got ours up this week.
Well, this is a little later than usual. I like the first weekend.
First weekend in December.
Advent, you know, I just have the whole house decorated. But, yeah, I won't be done decorating until next week. It's been kind of busy.
And I know some families that have a tradition of buying the Christmas tree Christmas Eve, and that's their Christmas Eve activity is decorating the tree.
Well, and the other thing about your family, our difference between us, my mom would take it down like the day after, and you want it up to the first. So if you get that tree back the very first of December or November, it's really bad.
I'm really so done
by the time New Year's Eve
New comes. Year's Day is usually when we take our tree down. We usually like to keep it up through the college bowl seasons anyway. How did your college team do this year, huh? All of you listening here at Rosie on the House?
How did yours do?
Not as good as I wanted, but that's not going to stop me from watching every one of the games that I can possibly watch.
This is true.
All right, folks, y'all stay tuned. We're going to wrap this segment up with Rosie on the House talking about Christmas trees and Christmas tree decorating traditions at your house, and we're going to go into the garden with John J. Harper right here for the 8 o'clock hour. Again, the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to unwrap all the myths and the outright lies about water treatment, and we're going to set you all straight on what water treatment is and isn't. The Registrar of Contractors comes in at 10, and we talk about securing your home at 10:30. Don't miss a minute.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.